Yes, Alexander was right in saying that we got the homework, and as part of that homework, we made this proposal to include Sharrows as specific road marking in the 1968 convention. We also defined Sharrows, and we did it for a reason. At the previous session, we had discussion on the type of infrastructure which is named street with contra-flow cycling. When discussing it, there were some issues raised or concerns raised as to whether that is a safe solution or type of infrastructure if there are no indications or reminders to the drivers that there might be cyclists incoming. So maybe we should wait with further discussion on the specific markings when we also discuss document number 4, and we'll be looking at changes to the definitions that you requested us to make, because there actually we do refer then to this let's say new terms. So maybe that will be good that we put it now on hold, and we'll come back to this in the afternoon when we will be discussing this let me call it upgraded definition as per the requests from the previous meeting. Mr. Chair, I also omitted one paragraph, and if you allow me, I just would like to come back to it. So it's the paragraph 27. You see it on the screen. As proponents of this document, we actually have a question to the group of experts. So to show the first picture. So when you look at the screen now, you can see that we have the lane that indicates with the arrow markings that for general traffic it is right turn lane, and for cyclists they can also go straight, but obviously cyclists that can also follow the right turn from this lane. So we have here, this is a solution that of course the general arrow markings applies to all users using that lane, and the specific user groups that is painted by the cycle. So the cyclists can also go straight from that lane. So this is this is a solution, as you can see, used in Hungary. Now, when you look here at this very diagram, I hope it is visible. When you see the arrow markings that is applicable to cyclists, so here you can see that actually this one repeats the general direction for all traffic, and then also shows that cyclists can go straight. So pretty much we have a double indication for cyclists. Again, repetition of the direction to follow for all traffic, and then this additional allowing to go straight. So the question we wanted to ask you is whether you believe that both approaches, so whether there should be a flexibility and both approaches should be practiced, or whether there should be any specific recommendation from this group of experts to that end. Meaning, do you believe one and the other solution is okay, or whether one is better than the other and so should be recommended? The issue is maybe not so crystal clear, but I hoped I managed to kind of show the difference to you. So pretty much the question is, do you believe that only the additional direction should be presented, or whether this is actually confusing to the cyclists and they will think they cannot go right from it, and so it has to repeat what are all the directions that apply to cyclists.